Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature have rejected Democrat Governor Tony Evers' proposal to increase K-12 spending by $1.4 billion. Instead, the Joint Committee on Finance advanced a plan yesterday that would boost school funding by about $500 million. Republicans called it a pro-kid budget, while Democrats and Milwaukee school officials lambasted the proposal, saying that it falls far short of what's needed. WUWM's education reporter Emily Files has more.
When K-12 spending came before Joint Finance Thursday, one of the biggest points of contention was funding for special education. The state reimburses school districts for the extra money they spend on students with disabilities. But that reimbursement covers less than a quarter of schools' special education costs. Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee want to increase the reimbursement rate to 30%. Here's GOP Senator Luther Alsen of Ripon.
When I have talked to superintendents around the state, they're realistic. Talked to them about 30%, and they said, if you can get us 30%, Luther, we will be very happy.
Milwaukee Public Schools Superintendent Keith Posley says Senator Alsen did not talk to him. At a press conference, Posley voiced support for Governor Evers' proposal to increase special education reimbursement to 60%.
We believe that the reestablishment of the 60% reimbursement rate will not only help provide the stability to attract and retain needed teaching professionals, as well as level the playing field for all of our students.
Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee had strong words for their Republican counterparts. Here's State Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee.
At the end of this discussion, when I go back to my community, those children are not going to get any more than what they have right now. Underfunded schools, unexceptional schools, and a body that doesn't give a damn about either.
Republicans emphasized that the budget needs to be sustainable. Representative Shannon Zimmerman of River Falls said the plan looks out for both students and taxpayers.
It supports our kids. It readies our workforce, but it also protects those retirees, fixed income, and middle-class people who also have a right and say over their money.
The Finance Committee voted 11-4 on party lines to advance Republicans' education funding plan. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.